when you are doing the things that you love, just how you are, that's the best part. So don't be too hard on yourselves. You don't have to be somebody else. On the days when you most wanna give up the ghost, don't be too hard. Don't be too hard on yourselves. And if Venus should smile down upon you, if you're lucky enough to find love, give it all that you got, 'cause good love takes a lot. And pray that that love is enough. And if it's not, how it can hurt, that's so much less than you deserve. If you're there one day, you'll hear me say. Too hard on yourselves. You don't have to be somebody else. On the days when you most wanna give up the ghost, don't be too hard. Don't be too hard, yeah. So don't be too hard on yourselves. You don't have to be nobody else. Days when you most wanna give up the ghost, don't be too hard. Don't be too hard on yourselves. Well, this is a song for your daughters. Don't be too hard. Don't be too hard on yourself.
Thank you. A couple of you went, woo, thank you for that. Because I was, if you saw my TED Talk, I was aiming at Bon Jovi. It was what I was thinking I was going to be doing when I grew up. So I appreciate a little, woo, it lets me know. I know it's been a long night, but we're going to get you home soon. You know, you're going to get there. You've got cozy seats, and I appreciate that little bit of extra oomph. How many of you, thank you, both. Okay, you're catching on. Who has kids? A lot of you. Yeah, it's not that fun. It's not, it's very fulfilling, but it's really not that fun because there's no scenario where they can possibly love us even like a fraction as much as we love them. And some of you might have young kids, and you'll see. You'll see how this goes. When I first started coming here a long time ago, I didn't even have kids. And now I have one who was old enough to, I booked a whole show in Washington, D.C. right before Thanksgiving, thinking that I would, that's where she goes to school, and I thought we would hang out. And she would play with me a little bit. She plays music in the band sometimes. And she called me, like, I envisioned Father of the Bride, you know, us driving around together, very nice. And she called me a few days before Thanksgiving and said, is it cool, can you give me a Venmo me some money to take a train back early? Because my classes said I don't have to be there. And I was like, this sucks. But I said, you know, I sucked it up and I said, sure, I'll do it. And then she said, but you're still cool to take my roommate back, right? The balls on this kid, I gotta say. But the beautiful thing, and you don't need to have kids to understand what this next song's about, but it's a song about unconditional love. And you don't need to have children to understand that, but it is an amazing thing where I'm gonna love these four girls of mine regardless of whether they get good grades. You know, they don't have to be good at sports, which is good for my kids. It doesn't matter to me. I don't even care if they make good life choices. Their life will be richer if they do that, but it's not, it just doesn't matter. And that's an amazing thing, because I only feel that way about these four people. There's nobody else that I feel that way about. These four girls, their names are tattooed on my arm, because there's nothing they can do to shake my love. And my wife, who I've been with 32 years, you've heard me write a lot of songs about her, I have a symbol for her, just in case, you know? So that's what I'm saying. This is, if you have somebody that you love unconditionally, you know, let them know. That's what this is about. Seems like only yesterday you climbed up in that bus. Picture with a big okay and you're smiling back at us. Birthdays and recitals, driving you all over town. We were both so busy trying not to let you down. But love's a one-way street and you will always have my heart. I know you're in a rush, you were from the very start. So if I hold your hand too long or I embarrass you in class, know I'm only hanging on, 'cause it goes fast. It goes fast. Cat was in the cradle and I work most every day, fumbling for the words, trying to know what I should say. When was I to push you? When was I to let you be? If we had each other's eyes, can you imagine what we'd see? But love's a one-way street, and I know that much is true. I sometimes got frustrated, I saw so much of me and you. But all of your best moments and the worst ones too won't last. It's like smoke right through your hands. It goes fast. It goes fast. It goes fast. The day your car rolls out that driveway, it doesn't park here anymore. That is the day that we were getting you ready for, yeah. Love's a one-way street, and you were made to drive away. I hope I'm there to see it when you have your own someday. The distance between then and now, it was shorter than we knew. And if you don't believe me, dear, one day you'll know it's true. We're not the first to feel this way, we will not be last. There's something about that old cliche. It goes fast. It goes fast. It goes fast. It goes fast. It seems like only yesterday I could hear my parents say, they said, do not wish your life away, my son, my son. Make the rules up as you go, and some days will feel too damn slow, but the next thing that you know, you're looking back. goes fast. Goes fast.
Thank you, guys.
I'm going to do two more songs for you. I just want to build a little bit on what Jewel was... Jewel. See, it was the story. What Jill was talking about seventh grade. I feel the same way about seventh grade, and I feel like people who had a good time in middle school, I don't trust those people. And my kids, I have two middle schoolers right now, and they know I feel this way. And the one going into seventh grade said to me, "Dad, I might have a positive experience." And I was like, "I don't think so. I don't see that happening. I don't..." As I mentioned, I met my wife very young. So I kind of sowed my wild oats in middle school. I French kissed all kinds of girls. I'm a bit of a player, I guess, looking back. But this is actually really awkward. It's a new song, and I've never introduced it, so I'm going to turn an awkward corner now and tell you that this is a song I wrote about my first love. The first girl that I ever fell in love with, and it's a song I wrote off a record I'm putting out next year, and I got the call a couple months ago that she had passed away. And I hadn't seen her in 30 years, but there's no part of you that feels like a kid anymore in that moment, you know? And somehow it all, just the passage of time came roaring back. And so I'm going to sing this one, and I'm going to sing it for her. Won't she be surprised after 30 years of not talking that I'm here singing about her? But I am, and she's been living in my heart in a huge way since then. So whoever it is you miss or who's not in the space with you, maybe you put them in there while I sing this, all right? She was the daughter of a waitress, and a waitress she would be. Working at a diner off of Highway 43. She had the kind of childhood that cannot be erased. Growing up, I guess you'd say she had a lot of space. The summer after sixth grade, the first time I saw her drunk. By the time we got to high school, she'd moved on to harder stuff. Well, I remember smoking cigarettes when smoking still seemed cool. Hiding from our parents, hanging out by someone's pool. After graduation, I suppose we just lost touch. The truth is our situations didn't overlap that much. We knew it back then, and we still know it now. We don't know the why, but we know the how. If you're gonna love someone, love them with all that you got. If you're gonna be somebody, don't be a person you're not. She was a waitress who taught me to kiss. She will be missed. Class is dismissed, now go. Class is dismissed, now go. Till she became a mixtape that only had one song. The Joker by Steve Miller, I could play it all night long. When she moved to California, it was like it always is. running from your problems, but your problems know you hid. We knew it back then, and we still know it now. We don't know the why, but we know the how. She was a waitress who taught me to kiss. She will be missed. Class is dismissed, now go. Class is dismissed, now go. Over from where we had grown up and began a whole new life of prescription meds and stuff. I heard she lost a baby and I always meant to call, but I never got around to it with schedules and all. Rest easy now, honey. There's nothing more for you to do. The snakes have all loosened their grip on you. We knew it back then, and we still know it now. We won't know the why, but we'll know the how. She was a waitress who taught me to kiss. If heaven exists, class is dismissed, now go. You will be missed. She was a waitress who taught me to kiss. If heaven exists, class is dismissed, now go. You will be missed. Go play the Joker over and over, over and over, over and over, go. You will be missed, now go. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Good Lord. Haven't played that. That's a new one. Yeah, I live close to the water these days. My kids see Prince Harry on the TV, and they're like, oh, it's so cute. He's getting choked up. If I do this at a show and they're there, they're like, get it together, Dad. I appreciate you so much. I'm going to play you one last song before we drive this train home. I thought I'd try something kind of heavier for the next one. While I'm tuning for this last song, I'm going to tell you, I did bring some merchandise, and it's not a hard sell. I'm not trying to hard sell you anything, but A, I don't have the luxury with these four kids to not mention what I brought. And I understand, you know, if you felt something tonight and you enjoy this, it's a huge deal when you pick it up. So I'm going to tell you what's there. And after the show, I'm going to walk out there. I have a tour poster for this tour, but this show confirmed after it. So Charleston isn't on it. But it's a hell of a pitch. But what I'm going to do is I'll give you one of those free for anybody that does pick something up, and we'll hand write it in, and it'll be a one of a kind and probably a real collector's piece, I think. So what I have is I have the usual stuff, CDs, vinyl, and a T-shirt. But I also I wrote a book since the last time I saw you. It's called Objects in the Mirror, Thoughts on a Perfect Life from an Imperfect Person. And it's a collection of essays about the stuff that I found most useful in my first 48 years here. So there's essays about having a sense of humor and forgiveness and, you know, friendships and things like that. I am flying. I flew in and I'm flying out, and I am overweight right now to go back home tomorrow. So the book is a big deal because I need to sell at least 12 pounds of merchandise. Seriously, I mean, it's like, I am like a pack mule going through the, I'm carrying. So we have the vinyl, we have the book, both very heavy. Something, I have my entire life's work on a flash drive, which is apparently worth $35 at this time. It's 15 albums, music videos, but I think it's priced too low, but there we are. And that's not a weight thing, but that would be a way to share the music if you like it. And then I have a couple guitar songbooks that have all the chords and stuff. So that's what's back there. You guys, I really appreciate you letting me try new things here and just rolling with it. You're a wonderful, beautiful audience, and I'm so honored to have played this show tonight with so many amazing acts. I've just been over there watching this, and I just feel like an extremely lucky man. So thank you for being a great audience, everybody. All right, so this last song is about loving the people who are the hardest to love, a list that has grown exponentially over the last few years, and even the last few months, it's gotten really hard. So this is a song that is written in a it's a real, it's a key that, on the album it sounds like Queen, but as you can see, it's just me and this old guitar tonight. So I'm gonna give it a swing. I'm not promising you any kind of perfection. I think you know at this point I'm not Whitney Houston, but I am ready to give you full commitment to these last 3 minutes of the night. So here we go. Love, there it is, that's not bad. Love, love to the ones who need it most. The town that I called home when I was younger was a kid who used to chase me like the thunder. Well, I couldn't see it then, but I guess that we were friends all along. Who'd have thought? At a time when we were searching for a meaning, they would try to tell him there's no point in dreaming. Oh, well, just the other day I heard he passed away all alone, that same old. Everywhere I go, for all we think we know, no one ever feels like they're enough. But the more I learn, the more I learn that love, well, that's all we need, yeah, all we need is love. Days it's been hard to find a reason. There's so many different ways of disagreeing. Oh, I've been raising up a toast to the ones who need it most. May we all know that love is everywhere we go. We give it even though we don't always feel like it's enough. But the more I learn, the more I learn that that's all we need, yeah, all we need is love. Love. Well, the more I learn, the more I learn to love. And one day we'll be dust and stars. It doesn't matter who you are. All the riches on this earth won't fill your heart. All we need is love. Love. The more I learn, the more I learn to love. Two. I said love. Even when they call us bleeding hearts. Love. How we love, man, that's who we are. And the more I learn, the more I learn to love. Well, it's all we need, yeah, all we need is love, yeah.
Stephen Kellogg. His latest album's called Keep It Up, Kid. He's got a new one called To You, Old Friend, which comes out in May. You can find links to all of Stephen's projects at StephenKellogg.com. Thank you to Stephen Kellogg, to Jill Sobule, Caleb Cottle, the David Mayfield Parade, and Mindy Smith. Thank you to everyone here in Charleston for being with us. And thanks, as always, to you out there listening on the radio, because without you, there would be no Mountain Stage, and we never forget that. I hope you'll be back with us next week when David Mayfield returns to guest host with Kip Moore, Joy Clark, Brad Tersey, and the Andrew Marlin String Band. Mountain Stage is produced by Larry Gross and Adam Harris. Senior producer is Jeff Shirley. Associate producers are John Ingram and Mallory Richards. We're engineered by Patrick Stevens, Richie Collins, Scott Robinson, and Greg McGowan. Production assistance by Michael Lipton, Lance Schrader, Chris Mead, Don London, Kelly Lassiter, Jen Brown, and Tony Patterson. Photographic services by Chris Morris. Promotion is coordinated by Mallory Richards, John Ingram, and Music in Motion Promotions. Special thanks to Mountain Stage members Walter and Sean Williams for their generous support. Lodging is provided by the Marriott Town Center Hotel, conveniently located for the business and pleasure traveler in downtown Charleston. Mountain Stage was founded by Andy Ridenour, Francis Fisher, and Larry Gross. Why don't you go out and hear some live music wherever you are, just as soon as you can. I am Connor Knighton, and you've been listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. West Virginia has 4 official state songs, which I think shows you how much the people here love music. It has been so much fun being back in my home state. Thank you so much. We're going to go out with one of those songs, the West Virginia Hills. Oh, the West Virginia hills, how majestic and how grand, with their summits bathed in glory like our Prince Emmanuel's land. Is it any wonder then that my heart with rapture thrills as I stand once more with one ones on those West Virginia hills? Oh, those hills, beautiful hills, how I love those West Virginia hills. If o'er sea or land I roam, still I think of happy home and my friends among those West Virginia hills. Michael Lipton on guitar. Bob Thompson on piano. Mayfield's gonna do a verse.
Oh, the West Virginia hills, where my childhood hours passed, where I often wandered lonely and the future tried to cast. Many are our visions bright, which the future ne'er fulfills, but how sunny were my daydreams in them West Virginia hills.
A beautiful hill, West Virginia hills. If o'er sea or land I roam, still I think of happy home and my friends among those West Virginia hills.
Stephen Moore on banjo. Ryan Wallen on dobro.
This summit's pointed skyward to the great almighty's land. Any changes I can see, which my heart with sadness feels, but no changes can be noticed in those West Virginia hills.
Oh, those hills,
the
beautiful hills.
I love those West Virginia hills. If o'er sea or land I roam, still I think of happy home and my friends among those West Virginia hills.
Ryan Kennedy on guitar. Carter Gingrich on dobro. Stephen Kellogg.
Oh, those West Virginia hills, I must bid you now adieu. In my home beyond the mountains, I shall ever dream of you.
in the evening time of life. If my father only wills, I should still behold the vision of those West Virginia hills.
Oh, those hills, the beautiful hills. How I love those West Virginia hills. If o'er sea or land I roam, still I think of happy home and my friends among those West Virginia hills. And my friends among those West Virginia hills.
Thank you!
Major funding for Mountain Stage is provided by Bailey Glasser. This is NPR.
KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
I lost her trail on a Friday night. She was gone before I got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house all alone. I've been up and down these city streets for three nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard to find that girl when she gets the urge to go. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town. You're asking about a diamond ring. It just look at you like you lost your mind. But I don't want to think about who's taking her for a ride. And her unpredictability's what I love about her best. But I got to find her quick, for she does something I'll regret. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border. Border town, asking about it.
to remain the rose of my heart. Mom took sick along in December, February brought us broken hearts. The reason we've not called a family reunion, we knew she wouldn't be there. But since we've thought it all over, Mama, we knew that your spirit's still there. No, no, I can't forget the hours. You're the only one, Mom, and sweeter than the flowers. No, no, there's no need to bother. To speak of you now would only hurt Father. It seems so good to see us together, but I had to look after Dad. Oh, no, Mama, when I passed by your coffin, I didn't want to remember you dead. They all gathered around and I stared at their faces. All heads were bowed and mighty low. But that was one time when we all had to face it, though it hurt us so bad, you know. Oh, no, no, I can't forget the hours. You're the only one, Mom, and sweeter than the flowers. No, no, there's no need to bother. To speak of you now would only hurt Father. Oh, no, Mama, we'll never forget you, and someday we'll meet you up there.
Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee, fee, five, five, full, full of vomit was a monster's holiday. Well, I hopped into bed and I covered up my head, said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock and I jumped right to my feet. There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies. Lordy, what an awful sight. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight. Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get. Was a monster's holiday. Uncle Bill, well, he took ill and they sent for me to come. Well, I had to pass by the old graveyard, so I went on the run. There was screaming and moaning, wailing and groaning, scary as a mummy's curse. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that you're gonna have to catch me first. Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum, it was a monster's holiday. Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum, it was a monster's holiday.
to lend a helping hand, dear. Most of all, I love you 'cause you're you. No matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for the way you never doubt me. But most of all, I love you 'cause you're you. Walking by your side, I love you because the future's brighter. The door to happiness you open wide. No matter what may be the style or season, I know your heart will always be true. I love you for 100,000 reasons. Most of all, I love you 'cause you're you.
To your party, and I hope that you don't think that I'd attend. Although I'm not conceited or a smarty, I still recall the things that might have been. I recall the many times you said you loved me before your someone new drove us apart. Did you invite me to your party 'cause you miss me? Or to let your friends all see my broken heart? I see you and my heart would break anew. So I'll just keep my tear-stained invitation. You go ahead and keep your someone. Thank you.
you say you love me, then you treat me like a stranger. I don't understand all mine, then why am I all yours? I wonder where a heart draws the line. I try not to see you, but you're a great avenger. No, I don't understand your kind of love. If you can't be all mine, then why am I all yours?
Take me in your arms and hold me like I've been holding you in my heart. Take me in your arms and tell me that you missed me since we've been apart. You just don't know how heartsick and lonesome I've been, or how much I pray that you'd come back again and take me in your arms and hold like I've been holding you in my heart. Take me in your arms and hold me like I've been holding you in my heart. Take me in your arms and tell me that you missed me since we apart. You just don't know how heartsick and lonesome I've been, or how much I pray that you'd come back again and take me in your arms and hold like I've been holding you in my heart.
Just pass me a choo-choo ticket. So if you want your freedom, DDQ, divorce me, COD.
I won't be around to hear you cry. I'm Texas bound, and by and by.
You can reach me down in Dallas, a general delivery. So if you want your freedom, your freedom, PDQ, divorce me, COD.
ditch me, Papa. Divorce me, C.R.D.
Forward and a gents fall back. Well, now, said an owl, and he said, all right, lonesome me and a lonesome night. But I heard a birdie girl say, going all night and sleep next day.
Same old man living at the mill. The mill turns around of its own free will.
Hand in the hopper and the other inside.
Ladies step forward and the gents fall back.
I was a young one, I'd have two. One thought a kid, and the other two. So when I'd have a scream from my bo-bo-bo.
Same old man living at the mill. The mill turns around of its own free will.
Hand in the hopper and the other inside.
Legs step forward and the gents fall back.